This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're all Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Emmy and Tony nominated actor Pablo Schreiber. How's it going, man?
Good, good, good. Oh, lead with the good stuff, huh?
Yeah. That's a great name, by the way. Pablo Schreiber.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a combination, isn't it?
I like it. I like it. Is there any sort of Latin heritage in your family? They just like the name.
They just like Latin poetry.
Really? Yeah, so Pablo Neruda?
Yeah, indeed.
Nice, yeah, nice. Yeah. Very cool. I like that.
But just a white guy from Canada.
No, I like it. Yeah. I love it. Pablo Schreiber. It sounds like a good sitcom.
Uh-huh. Sure. Let's
like,
do it.
With Pablo Schreiber.
Let's do it.
But you're already busy. Congratulations. Stars renewed American Gods for season 3. How much fun have you been having out there?
Oh, it's a blast, man. You know, we just finished our second season, and it's such a good group of people. The cast is really, really stellar. I signed on because the novel written by Neil Gaiman is just a beautiful piece of work. And as source material goes, we're very lucky to have that as something to work off of. I came for the people and I stayed for the stories.
Where do y'all shoot the show?
We shoot in Toronto.
Okay.
But we shoot in the summertime so far.
Nice.
Yeah. Which has been, the only way that makes it sustainable and survivable.
Right.
If they try to get me up there in the winter, I'm going to be a little more upset with them.
Well, you're from up there, right?
Well, I'm from the West Coast, which is kind of a
Vancouver?
Different thing. Yeah, near Banff.
Okay.
Like 2 hours from Banff, so the interior of BC, but same province as Vancouver.
It's beautiful up there.
It's gorgeous.
Well, that's not worked out. You get to, it's the other side of the country, but nevertheless.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of friends over there, a lot of old friends, so I definitely enjoy my time up there, and I enjoy being up there. But I'm not ready for that East Coast winter jazz, especially a Canadian East Coast winter.
Yeah, no, that's next level.
I lived in New York for 16 years, so, you know, I'm done with that.
Right.
I came to LA for a reason.
You get spoiled out here.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the middle of season 2 right now, and for those who may have not checked it out yet, break down the show for us.
Holy moly, that's a big ask.
In soundbite.
American Gods is a crazy world. So to put it into a short perspective, basically it's this, it's about the idea that gods have been brought over from other cultures by the immigrants that moved to America. And then they were swiftly abandoned for newer and shinier gods, like technology, entertainment, and all of the things that make America what it is.
Deep.
So these gods that were abandoned are actual humans that are now living as cast-offs with no followers. I happen to play a leprechaun who was brought over, obviously, by my Irish ancestors. And, there's Odin. Mr. Wednesday is one of the major characters. And so he's a representation of Odin. We have Bilquis, who's the goddess of love from Africa, and all kinds of other deities that are now down on their luck, castaways in the American system.
What a cool premise. Talk about original.
Yeah, it's very clever. Unique and very original. Yeah. And you know, the premise of the show is that there's this impending war coming between the old gods and the new gods.
And where does it take place?
It takes place in present day America.
But not in New York and not necessarily.
All over. In fact, in episode 5, we had a little, we dabbled with New Orleans a little bit. Mad Sweeney and Laura went to New Orleans and took part in a voodoo ceremony. It's a road trip show.
Yeah.
So it's Wednesday and Shadow being the main protagonists. They drive all over the states.
Yeah.
Wisconsin plays a big part and many other places.
Fun. Mad Sweeney. That's another cool name.
Another cool name. You know, add it to the list of strange characters I've played. Mad Sweeney and Pornstache and all the other... Nick Sabatka, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Weird
names.
You glazed over, but you're a leprechaun? You're the biggest leprechaun.
It was more of like an Easter egg I left there for you to pick up.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a second, what happened? I thought leprechaun, you come from like a area where certain leprechauns just grow bigger? Or?
Well, you know, actually the legend of leprechauns is that the legend of leprechauns evolved from they were tree people and they were actually very large.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they never actually, they only became small, tiny little magical creatures when the church showed up to Ireland and started to demean the original kind of myths and legends that were there in Ireland, and they tried to make them smaller. And so they became these little fairies when the church made them that.
Look
but that's
that.
Not how it started.
Wow.
And then as Mad Sweeney says in the show, you know, General Mills did the rest. So
yes.
You had the cereal company that then cartoonified
Catholics
the image
in
of
the cereal company.
That's it. That's it.
That's fascinating. Yeah.
Those are his enemies.
Nice. Nice, nice. And you've got a big episode this week coming up, right?
Yeah. So episode 207 of season 2 is sort of the backstory and history of Mad Sweeney, which there's a lot of. We're going to pack in about 6,000 years of Mad Sweeney's history into it. So it's a huge and sprawling episode. It's really beautifully shot. Pedro Cabacas directed it. He's a horror director from Spain, so it's got all kinds of elements in it. And it's really, honestly, you know, I was a part of The Wire back in the day. I was a part of Orange is the New Black. Now I'm a part of American Gods. And this episode on this show is, I'm more proud of it than anything I've ever done in my career.
Very cool.
So I highly recommend giving it a watch.
Nice. Very cool. Well, you mentioned Orange is the New Black and Porn Stash. Another cool name. Probably the coolest, to be quite honest. Is there a possibility we might see him in the final season?
You know, we will see him. I think that's, I probably shouldn't say that. It's a spoiler, but we're not going to see him much, unfortunately, sadly. I was busy.
Little porn stash goes a long way.
A little porn stash does go a long way. You can spread that porn stash over a big piece of toast.
Yeah. Do people yell porn stash in public?
They do. They do. They also scream William Lewis, which is a serial rapist I played on Law & Order SVU. And people are really protective of Mariska Hargitay. So I get a lot of flack for that one as well, but yeah,
there was a good job.
There was a 2-year period there where I just played hideous villains, so I still suffer from that a little bit in my daily life.
Yeah. That's the best, man. You've also got this new movie, The Devil Has a Name. Cool cast too: Martin Sheen, Fred Molina, Kate Bosworth. What's this all about?
It's interesting. I haven't seen it yet. I gotta check it out. But Edward James Olmos, you know, amazing,
yeah.
Amazing man.
Did he direct it?
He did. And he also is in it. It's a story about water in California and, basically an oil company that has some bad practices in near a farming, almond, farm and ruins the water. And so it's a look into like where our water comes from. And I think, you know, as Eddie says, water's going to be kind of the next battlefield of our lifetime.
Does he say like, water is going to be the next battlefield?
Pablo, let me tell you about water, man. You ever heard of Moringa, Pablo?
That's good.
Moringa's amazing, man. You should check it out. Change your life, bro.
Great voice. How was he as a director? Coincidentally, I'm going to be working with him on as a project where he's directing.
Oh, too. Good. Yeah.
How'd you like that dynamic?
He's great. No, he's like one of the most generous human beings I've ever met in my life. And I'm not, you know, that our business is full of hyperbole, but I don't think that's hyperbole. He's just a really beautiful man and deeply positive, you know, will support you in anything you want to do and will give you his full and undivided attention in trying to help you achieve that.
That's awesome. As an actor, being a director, it's always the best.
Yeah. So if you have something coming up where he's going to be overseeing you, good, have fun.
Great to
tell
hear.
Him I said,
yeah. Awesome. And here you like to shoot hoops. You still balling out?
You know, I mostly leave that to my sons now. I got two boys; they're 10 and 7, and they're really starting to find the game of basketball. But it was big for me in high school.
Really?
I would really like to play. I haven't found a game here in LA. You know, if you play, you know.
No, I don't. I wrestled during basketball season. I didn't even touch a basketball.
Oh, that's right. You're an MMA guy.
Yeah, big MMA boxing guy. I didn't touch a basketball. My God, I might have been late teens, early 20s. Right. I'm talking touch.
Right.
You just didn't play it a lot. Not a lot of Mexicans played in my neighborhood.
Well, I was similar. You know, I come from Canada and it was a hockey background there. Everybody loved hockey.
Steve Nash is by area.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Ball. I mean, Baller. I always wondered, I go, how he is even that much better? Because if you think, because you usually get good, as you know, by playing against great competition.
Yeah, right.
So how the hell did he get so good
on Vancouver Island?
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, on Vancouver
Island. Not even in Canada, but on an island in Canada.
How did that happen? Isn't that amazing? We did that, right?
Yeah. I played him in high school.
Is that right?
He was unreal. He was
that's a fun fact.
Yeah, him and Jason Terry were like, you know, the local area guys. Jay Terry and I both went to high school in Seattle, graduated the same year. Nash graduated the year before us. And so I played him in a tournament up in Vancouver Island. And he was unreal even then, like just watching him and his court awareness. It was unbelievable.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
I tried. try not to play too much basketball now because every time I do, I get hurt. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's that, like,
I'm at that age. We're probably about the same age, but everything, I ruptured my Achilles, torn my rotator
rolling
cuff.
Of the ankles is huge in basketball. Man, and that'll and it's a minor injury, but it'll put you out for like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And if you're shooting something, you know, your whole production's got to go down. It's almost irresponsible for
Achilles
me to play basketball.
Minor. That happens a lot in basketball, too.
I right don't want that.
No. It's the worst. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Go to karaoke song.
Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
That's a good one, right?
I do both parts.
Good. Nice. I like
you know, and that's rare because most people can kind of like sing it, but they can't do the Jamaican rapping part.
Right. Oh, you bring
I lay that down.
Okay.
I lay that down.
Okay. Last show you binge watched?
Making of a Murderer on Netflix.
And your thoughts?
Holy
season one or
shit.
Two?
Season two was the last one. Yeah. I watched them both.
Okay. So, did he, come on.
Oh, I'm not gonna tell you if he's guilty or innocent, because to me that's not even the point.
Hold on a second. You gotta, that's the whole point.
No, it's not. No, because I think that's a problem. I think that's a problem with the whole serial thing.
Okay,
like,
let me ask.
We're not in a position to say if somebody did it or didn't do it. I'm not a prosecutor.
We're not a jury.
I'm not a part of the jury.
With what the information that we were given, because we have a debate here about that, they think he's innocent.
Right.
I think he's guilty as all hell.
It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me,
come on, Pablo,
is that there was a terrible miscarriage of justice.
Fair enough.
And
do you think he did it? Bottom line,
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Pablo.
I don't know. You didn't finish the second season.
Because I already knew.
No,
I'm so condemned.
No. That sounds like you had your mind made up.
Yeah. No, I think he's
sounds
so.
Like you're not
listen,
really.
Listen,
you don't have an open mind. You didn't go into season two with an open mind.
He is such
Mario.
A dumb individual.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on
that. So then how did he clean up all the forensic evidence?
These guys. Okay.
This is the problem.
Into it.
He has.
See, Pablo, you're causing problems. Let's get
this. This is not a problem.
This is
not a problem.
You're right, Mario.
This is called passion and emotion. You know what? You're right, Mario.
Thank you. We're edit there. Leave that.
We'll edit that out.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Kate Blanchett, but she's probably going to hate that I said growing up.
I love that.
A crush.
She kind of, you know what? Kate, I see that. She kind of says she's such a good actress. Makes it really sexy.
Oh, that's
right?
What it's about. It's talent,
exactly,
man.
Yeah.
It's talent. It's
I'm
all
with
talent.
You on that. Nickname growing up.
P3.
Why P3?
Shot 3-pointers. Name was Pablo. Whatever. It's cheesy.
It
you know how I
Canadian Steph Curry
it was
over
so
here.
Bad. I tattooed it on my chest. I'm a Canadian Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh,
to be fair.
All right. All-time favorite basketball player.
Dirk Nowitzki,
yeah.
But you know what? He's being replaced by the new young buck, Luka Doncic. Who is this kid? Have you seen him?
Oh, but that's a great name.
You haven't seen Luka Doncic?
I haven't seen him.
He's about to win Rookie of the Year. He's unbelievable.
Okay.
He's going to change the game.
I'm going to have to check it out. Big Dirk fan.
Go, Luka. Awesome. Are you? Yeah, I love Dirk.
He's awesome. Yeah. Watch American Gods on Stars. You can follow him on Instagram at official Pablo Schreiber. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Booyakasha. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
On with Mario Lopez.